Hello everyone, this is Dr. Dollhouse, and today I'm going to show you some clothing hacks. So, first off, let's take a look at Celestina. She's got like this cute little kind of sun hat on. Now, if we scroll down, she's got a new top. It has a cool kind of lace effect. You can tie this from the back, but the laces are kind of long. She has like a little skirt, and then she's got her like leg warmers, okay. All right, so what's the deal? How are these clothing hacks? So this is the shirt. This is an interesting story. If you go to the dollhouse, if you look at Celestina's pictures, these are the exact same clothes from her pictures at the actual factory. So they actually sent me the clothes from the photo shoot at Phil's insistence, I guess. So here's her original top. It's just a simple white off-the-shoulder white top. And then here is her original skirt. It's a maroon skirt with a stretchy waist, and that's it. This has basically been her iconic look this whole time. So I've always come back to this off-the-shoulder white top with a maroon kind of skirt or bottom. And here's another variation of that. I got like a ribbed off-the-shoulder white shirt, and then you can see the maroon. It's kind of a longer skirt, like a knee-length skirt. But this has been Celestina's iconic look this entire time. Now, what is the hack I'm talking about? Well, when you're putting clothes on and off of a doll, the problem is you have to like lay the doll down, you have to lift the doll's arms up, you have to do all kinds of stuff to get the clothes on and off. The dolls also, especially if you don't powder the doll can get sticky, which can be mitigated if you use a bodysuit. But then with the bodysuit, you can't see what's going on. I used to use a bodysuit, and whenever I did a photo shoot, I'd have to tuck the bodysuit into the clothing. So you couldn't see that she was basically wearing a polyester. It felt like kind of Under Armour, like that kind of material. She had like an Under Armour suit going on underneath her clothes. Now, what's the hack going on? These clothes can be taken on and off without actually laying the doll down or doing anything. Now, for the top, it's fairly obvious. The top is held together with a lace. So if you take the lace out, you can just take the top off. So you take the lace out, you can just remove the top, basically like a button-up shirt. So you don't have to worry about laying the doll down and getting the top over the doll's head and, you know, all that stuff. You can take that off fairly easily. Now for the bottom, for this skirt, this may look like a normal skirt, but it's actually a sarong. Now what's a sarong? Nothing. What's a sarong with you? Anyway, so a sarong is a bottom that's typically used with a bathing suit. And a woman wears it over her bottom, but she wears it like a towel. So this is actually just tucked in. So this is a sarong skirt. They make them in dress length as well, but this is a sarong skirt. It's tucked in right there. So I could take this off and it basically is like a length of fabric. It does have little kind of, I'll just show you. See, all right. See, it just goes on like a towel. You can see right here, there's a length of fabric to facilitate it being tucked in securely. And it's like this on both sides. So whether you tuck it in left-handed or right-handed, when you reach the end of the sarong, there's a fairly lengthy piece of fabric that will allow you to tuck it in securely. If you notice that Celestina does have some red staining on her stomach. So I got her a red kimono. I'll show you a picture of what it looks like. It's a cute kimono, and it's made from the ice silk material, which doesn't stain. So how do the red stains come? There are straps inside the kimono that allow you to tie the kimono to itself to secure it, and the straps are what stained her stomach, because the straps went across her stomach underneath where the kimono. So if you get an ice silk kimono, you may just want to cut the straps off, because the straps can stain the TPE, but the actual fabric that the kimono is made out of won't stain the TPE. So it's very strange. Yeah, just straps aren't your friend, apparently. Anyway, so some people have asked about why Celestina has leg warmers. It's because of dust. So when you have a doll that has TPE skin, the skin gets sticky unless you powder it. Dust tends to start at the floor and go up. So the reason why Celestina is wearing shoes and the reason why she's wearing leg warmers is because those are the places that would get the dirtiest from dust. So I just use the leg warmers, but you could use like thigh-high socks. You could use hooker boots, whatever you're feeling, just something to kind of protect the TPE from knee length down so that she doesn't get all dusty and dirty. So that's it. Oh, one more thing. So we've talked about the top and the skirt and the all that stuff. All right, this hat is more than what it seems. It actually has hair built into it. So you can, if I take the hat off, you can see that the hair is built into the hat like that. This is a wig. What's it called? You put it underneath a wig and it keeps the wig from moving. I use it to basically map out where the hairline should be so I know where to put the wig. But this hat has hair built into it. Now, the advantage of that is you can leave this on your doll all the time and you don't have to worry about like a wig getting matted and frayed. Because the problem is if you put just a wig on your doll and you want to cover your doll up with like a blanket or a towel, or not a towel, but something to keep the dust off of her face so she can stay clean, the weight from the blanket or something is going to mess the hair up. It's going to mess her eyelashes up. It's going to mess her up. So it's good to put a hat on her. Well, you put a hat on her, it's going to mess the wig up. So you tend not to use a wig, or you use like a short haired wig that isn't going to get messed up. But if you like long hair, that's kind of a bummer. So this hat has the hair built in to the hat. So you don't have to worry about like messing up a wig or getting any matted or anything. The hair stays very nice and it looks great. And she's got this cute little hat. So there you go. Another clothing hack. You get a hat with hair built into it. Then you can just leave it on all the time. You don't have to worry about any kind of ruining any kind of wig. And then you have the top that you can put like a lace through it and take it on and off much easier than a typical top. You have a sarong bottom that you could tuck in. Again, easy on, easy off. You don't have to worry about taking it on, like bringing it down to her ankles and lifting her leg up to get it out from underneath that. So, I mean, that's about all I wanted to talk about. Just some quick clothing hacks. So all the links to these will be in the description. If you want to get the hat with the hair built in, if you want to get this top, if you want to get the sarong skirt, you can check them out. So highly recommended. It's a cute look. It makes it much easier to take the clothes on and off. It makes your life easier. And, you know, that's what it's all about. So anyway, thank you. This is Dr. Dollhouse. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.